It's Tuesday, January 7th, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Vidbian. Between 15 November last year and the 5th of January this year, authorities recorded 472 crashes that claimed 80 lives and left 918 injured. Law enforcement ramped up efforts, issuing 12,000 summonses and suspending 657 vehicles for safety violations. Head of the Traffic Division in the Namibian Police, Commissioner Pietre Swartz.
The contributing factors in stopping the lift, it is the behavior of the drivers. Number 2, 3, and 4 is driving under the influence, speeding, inconsiderate driving, and reckless driving. Those are the most critical ones that we have noted. Comparative to the same period last year, I can say that we are a bit worried on the compliance rate of road users to the rules of the road. We are a bit worried because if you look at the number of tickets that we have issued, the number of arrests that we have made for drunken driving, we are worried. It's not that we are happy that we have issued a lot of tickets and arrested a lot of people for drunken driving. We are really worried.
Dam Water reports significant improvements in key dam levels, with Swakopmund rising to 24.4% and Hardap achieving the highest gain at 14.8%. This progress bolsters water security for households, agriculture and industries, according to Dam Water's spokesperson, Lot Damonomata.
There's been a significant improvement in dam levels across the country, of course, following much-needed rainfall over the past couple of days. Collectively, we have been able to see a rainfall of 49,605,000 cubic meters of water, making a significant step towards improved water availability. So again, we continue still to urge people that they must use the water adequately, and that it doesn't mean now that the dam's levels are improving that it's an opportune time for us to be able not to be cautious. Our clarion call continues to ensure that please we must use water sparingly, and we must ensure that we conserve our efforts to use water in a sustainable manner.
In South Africa, at least 18 people have been killed in a multiple vehicle crash involving a truck, minibus and a light motor vehicle at Van Rienen's Pass in KwaZulu-Natal last night. Reports indicate 13 adults and 5 children died, while a baby is amongst the survivors but is in a critical condition. N3 Toll Concession Chief Operating Officer Tania Dogra says all lanes of the N3 are closed to traffic.
Road users are advised to delay travel to the section of the N3 toll route until further notice. Please follow N3 route for official verified updates from the scene and for official reports about traffic, weather and route conditions on the N3 toll route between Sadara in KwaZulu-Natal and Heidelberg in Gauteng.
Continentally, Francis Orano reported that Niger's military government has taken operational control of its Somair uranium mining subsidiary following a coup in July 2023. And according to Al Jazeera, the company stated that the Nigerian authorities were refusing to halt production and were preventing the export of uranium, which has affected local communities and workers. The move comes after the ECOWAS imposed sanctions on Niger, halting all exports, including uranium. To North America now, where Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced he is stepping down as leader of the country and his party after nearly a decade as PM. He said he would remain in both roles until his replacement has been chosen through a party election. Our North American correspondent is Kate Fisher.
Internal battles within his party mean he can't be the leader in the next election. He's faced weeks of mounting pressure from inside his party's ranks. Calls for his resignation grew after Chrystia Freeland, his deputy prime minister and finance minister, resigned from his cabinet last month, accusing Trudeau of being more focused on, quote, costly political gimmicks than the threat posed by the incoming Trump administration. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.